欢迎站立，我们一起读今日的经文。
Let us remain standing as we read the Bible's verses today.
我读完啲经文之后，就想先可以去儿童崇拜。
After the reading of the passage, the children are then dismissed.
我哋先系读系提摩太后书嘅第四章第一段，定系第一到第八节。
We'll be reading in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4, only verses 1-8.
我哋先用广东话一齐嚟读，然后英文嚟读。
We'll read this verse together in Cantonese and then in English.
一齐读，我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度祝福你，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐、各样的教训责备人、警戒人、劝勉人。因为时候要到，要依循着神圣的道理，以所发扬，就听从自己的情欲，争先好些师傅，并且远离不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。你若要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，作传道的功夫，尽你的职分。我现在被扰乱，我离世的时候到了。那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经走住了。从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
2 Timothy chapter 4. Let us read this together.In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing in his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word, prepare in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage, with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires,They will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure.I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
有小哥哥现在去儿童崇拜。
And the children are dismissed for children's worship.
我哋好多谢感谢神呢个夏令会呢几日，真能够有机会听到基督加力牧师嘅传讲嘅信息。
We are happy and blessed that God has brought Pastor David Ellis here to our summer conference to speak to us。
呢几日我哋个个都好满心领受神咗俾我哋嘅话语。
That we are very happy to receive God's words。
我哋今日David Ellis 牧师会继续传讲他的信息
，and Pastor David Ellis will continue to bring us his message this morning.
感谢祝福
，May God bless.
各位早晨。Let's pray together and ask God to speak to us today from His Word.
向主祈祷，求你的圣灵帮助我哋。
Father in heaven, we thank you for your word.
主啊，我哋去感谢你嘅话语。
We believe that your word was inspired by your Holy Spirit.
我哋知道你嘅话语系你所默示，系圣灵所驱使嘅。
We believe that your Spirit is here right now.
我哋相信你嘅灵今日系与我哋同在。
And so we invite you, Holy Spirit, to speak to our hearts and minds.
求你嘅灵对我哋嘅心去说话。
Give us insight into God's word.
求你俾我哋对你嘅话语有呢个嘅洞悉力。
Give us insight into our own hearts.
亦都系让我哋心去边去明白。
Equip us and strengthen us for the fight of faith.
俾我哋有呢个嘅能力喺呢个真理之战上面去征战。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣名求。
Amen.
Sound a little.
Hi. I don't know how he can do it.
Okay. Thanks. This morning I met one of the young men that works here at Grace Manor.
今朝喺度同喺华恩新庄做嘢一个人去倾偈。
He's the young man that's been cutting all the grass in the area.
咁就有個咧幫喺度剪草嘅人。
He's 18 years old.
18歲。
Name is Ethan.
佢名叫 Ethan.
And he was excited to tell me that he's going to start college this fall.
咁佢好開心話俾我聽，嚟緊個九月佢會讀大學。
It sounded as if maybe he's the first one in his family ever to go to college.
咁係一家人第一個去大學嘅人。
And he gets to go to college because he won a full athletic scholarship.
佢能夠去到大學，因為佢攞到呢個嘅獎學金。
To a college in Connecticut.
咁係去呢個嘅 Connecticut.
And the sport that Ethan practices is the sport of fencing.
咁佢係劍擊嘅。
How many know what fencing is?
有冇人知道咩叫劍擊咧？
Not building fences.
唔係喺度周圍起一個圍欄。
It looks like such a fun sport.
咁係一個好有趣嘅一個嘅體育項目。
You get a sword.
有把劍。
Your opponent gets a sword.
佢亦都有把劍。
And you fight each other.
咁你就喺度大家拼。
I'm sure it's more complicated than that.
我當然可能係唔係咁容易講出嚟。
But if you see Ethan cutting the grass, realize that you're looking at a nationally ranked fencer.
咁其實當你睇到呢個剪草呢個人咧，可能喺呢個美國咧係一個有名嘅有名劍擊手。
The way he got his scholarship, he went to Europe and defeated the world champion.
咁因為佢曾經去過歐洲，係將呢個歐洲嘅世界冠軍係打敗咗。
But his sport is sword fighting.
咁而佢就係話喺呢個嘅就係呢個嘅劍擊。
Now, as followers of Jesus Christ, we are also involved in a fight, aren't we?
咁如果我哋係認識耶穌基督嘅時候，其實我亦都喺一個嘅爭戰裏邊。
But our fight is not a sport.
我哋嘅爭戰唔係一個嘅體育項目。
It's not a game.
唔係一個嘅遊戲。
It's very, very real.
係一個好真嘅。
We have been called to follow the Lord Jesus Christ in a world that hates him.
我哋係喺呢個世界裏邊，呢個世界係憎恨耶穌基督。
We have been called to stand on God's word in a world that doesn't believe it.
我哋係站喺神嘅話語上邊，而呢個世界唔信神嘅話語。
We have been called to live for the riches of heaven in a world that lives for riches that don't last.
我哋话被呼召系靠住神嘅丰富，佢嘅丰盛，而呢个世界靠嘅系世界嘅丰盛。
And this involves us in a fight.
咁好就系好似一个嘅争战一样。
We're looking at the book of 2 Timothy.
我哋继续睇提摩太后书。
These are the dying words of the apostle Paul.
咁呢个就系使徒保罗临死之前所写嘅说话。
This book has been called Paul's last will and testament to the church.
有啲人话系保罗嘅，好似一个嘅遗嘱，好似系佢最后嘅见证。
When he heard the call of Jesus Christ, he followed him.
咁佢当佢听到耶稣嘅呼召，佢跟随佢。
He followed him with great joy.
佢系带住喜乐嘅去跟随。
Now his life is coming to an end.
咁今日佢嘅生命去到尽头。
He writes to his dear friend Timothy.
佢寫俾佢好朋友提摩太。
To encourage him to live for Jesus.
佢鼓勵佢繼續去為到耶穌而活。
And some of the last words that Paul writes are the ones that we read in verse 8.
喺第八節裏邊，我哋睇到佢講嘅
verse 7
嘅説話，第七節。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
佢話：那美好的仗我已經打過了，當跑的路我已經跑盡了，所信的道我守住了。
My prayer for all of us, And Jesus' prayer for all of us. Someday we will say the same words.
有一日我們會說同樣的話。
I want us to look at these verses here, and I want to draw your attention to three things that Paul talks about to Timothy.
當我們看這段經文的時候,我想說三樣的東西。
He talks about a command.
他講到一個命令,一個巨大的戒命。
He talks about a cost.
一個代價,
and he talks about a comfort.
也有講到一個安慰,
a command, a cost, a comfort.
一個命令, 一個代價, 一個安慰。
You see the command in verse 2.
我們在第二節裡面看到一個命令,
he tells Timothy, preach the word.
他說務要傳道,
preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage. With great patience and careful instruction.
他說務要傳道,無論得時不得時,總要專心,被用百般的忍耐,各樣的教訓,責備人,警戒人,勸勉人。
Timothy is like a son to Paul.
對於保羅來說,提摩太好像他的兒子一樣。
And what Paul wants his son to do is be faithful to God's word.
保羅對他的兒子的要求就是說他對神的話語去忠心。
Timothy is a pastor, that's why he's told to preach it.
他是一個牧師,所以他要去講道。
But whether you're a pastor or not, God's command to you, Christian, is to be faithful to the word.
無論你是不是這個牧師也好,也要對神的話語去忠心。
There's a couple of things you notice about the word in this verse.
在這個段經文裡面,當他講到傳道這件事的時候,有幾樣的東西。
The first is that it's a specific word.
是一個很特別,一個工作。
Paul tells Timothy, preach the word.
他說要去將這個話語要去傳出去,要將這個道傳出去。
He doesn't say preach a word.
他不是說講些話。
Preach any word.
不是說講任何的說話。
He doesn't say tell us what you have in your heart today.
不是說將你心裡面想什麼的說出來。
He says the word.
A
specific word. We talked about this last night. You see it even more clearly in chapter
3.
Again and again, Paul is reminding Timothy that the Bible is the word of God. We live in a world that laughs at that thought.
我們今天住的世界對這個想法很不同。
For our generation, it's hard to say, this is the word of God.
在我們的世代很難說,這個就是神的話語。
For those children in their generation, it will be even harder.
對於在裡面的小孩,在他們的一代來說, 更加會很難看到,說這個就是神的話語。
But every generation of Christians through the centuries has been called to stand up and say, this is God's word.
但對每一個世代來說,每一個基督徒都要知道,這些就是神的話語。
This is God's truth.
這是神的真理。
I will build my life on this truth.
我會將我的生命建立在這個話語的上面。
I will trust this truth.
我會去信這個真理。
I will love this truth. I will believe it. And I will preach it. Maybe you don't preach from a pulpit as a pastor does. But we all spread the word in many ways. We teach it to our children. We share it with each other. When we have opportunity, we speak of it to our neighbors and co-workers. We as the church possess this tremendous treasure of God. His eternal word. His eternal truth. His eternal truth. the message that the world needs to hear.
就係呢個世界今日需要聽嘅嗰一個嘅信息。
What's most important about the word is that it tells us about Jesus.
佢話俾我聽關於耶穌。
The whole Bible points to Jesus.
整本聖經都係指向耶穌基督。
It tells us that God's plan to redeem this world is through His Son Jesus Christ.
係透過耶穌基督神去拯救呢個世界。
The most important thing you can tell your children.
佢亦都係一樣最緊要你要話俾你兒女聽嘅説話。
Most important thing you can tell yourself.
亦都係最緊要嘅係話俾自己聽。
Is that God loves you so much that Jesus died for you?
神愛你個地步，佢嘅兒子去為你犧牲。
Do you ever tell yourself that?
你有冇話過你自又話過俾自己聽呢一樣嘢咧？
We have a woman in our church who is from the Philippines.
我哋教會裏邊有一個嘅姊妹，佢係喺菲律賓嚟。
She's a lawyer.
佢一個嘅律師。
She was telling us the other day in a Bible study something that she does frequently.
佢話佢最近喺我哋查經班，佢話有一樣嘢佢經常都會做嘅。
She goes and looks at herself in the mirror.
佢去照下鏡。
Not so she can fix her hair.
唔係話去梳下頭，
整下頭。Not so she can adjust her makeup.
唔係話去補粉。
She looks at herself in the mirror so she can speak to herself.
佢去望住個鏡，所以佢可以對自己去講嘢。
And she reminds herself of the gospel.
佢去提醒佢自己關於呢一個嘅福音。
She looks in the mirror and says, "You are a child of God."
佢話你係神嘅兒女。
Jesus died for your sins.
耶穌基督為咗你嘅罪而死。
You belong to the King of Kings.
你屬於呢個萬王之王。
You will inherit an everlasting kingdom.
你會去繼承呢個永恆嘅國度。
The Spirit of God lives in you.
佢話聖靈係住喺你嘅裏邊。
She preaches the gospel to herself.
佢對自己去呢個嘅傳道。
To remind herself who she is.
提醒翻佢自己佢係邊一個。
So she can stand on this word.
佢可以企喺神嘅話語嘅上邊。
So one thing we learn about the word, it's a very specific word.
所以我哋去講話我哋講呢個道係一個係淨係呢一個道嘅啫。
Second, it's a very urgent word.
係一個好重要嘅工作。
Paul tells Timothy, preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season.
佢話無論得時不得時都務要傳道。
What does it mean in season and out of season?
咩叫得時不得時咧
？That's a way of saying all the time.
換句話嚟講，即係話幾時都要講。
Paul is telling Timothy, he's saying, Timothy, I don't want you to be one of those pastors who only shares the gospel from the pulpit.
佢話：我唔係要你做一啲嘅牧者，係淨係企喺個講台嗰度同人哋去講道嘅啫。
He says, I want you to share the gospel all the time.
我想你隨時隨地每時每刻都去講呢個嘅真理。
When you're on vacation.
無論你放假。
When you're standing in line in the supermarket.
就算你喺呢個嘅超級市場喺度排隊。
When you're sitting in the barber's chair getting your hair cut.
就算你喺度坐喺度人哋準備同你剪頭髮。
When you're tucking your children into bed.
或者就算你同你細路哥準備佢瞓覺。
He says, Timothy, any chance you get, anywhere you go, preach the word.
佢話隨時隨地每時每刻都要傳講呢個道。
Now why does he want Timothy to do that?
點解佢想提摩太咁樣做咧？
Because it is a very urgent word.
因為一件係好重要嘅工作。
People need to hear this.
啲人都要聽呢一個嘅道。
The gospel is a matter of life or death.
因為福音係一個生死攸關嘅事。
Eternity hangs in the balance.
因為永恆就喺嗰度啦。
Because in the gospel, people hear how to escape hell.
怎麼樣去從這個地獄去逃走出來?
How to enter heaven.
怎麼樣去進入這個的天堂?
And so it's a specific word.
所以是一個是很專注要講的那一個的道。
It's an urgent word.
是一件很重要要去達成的事工。
And Paul's command to Timothy is...Be faithful to that word.
他說在無論什麼時候你都要忠心。
That's not just for Timothy.
不只是給提摩太。
It's for you and me.
是給你和我都一樣。
Whether you're a preacher or not a preacher.
無論你是一個的傳道的人都好。
We need to be faithful to this.
我們要對這個的聖經去盡忠。
So first, he talks about a command.
第一我們講到說他給一個的命令出來。
Then he talks about a cost.
咁第二樣嘢講到話代價。
One thing I love about the Bible is that it's very honest with us.
有一樣嘢我喜歡聖經嘅就係聖經好老實。
There's no false advertising in the Bible.
佢唔係周圍喺度亂賣廣告。
Jesus and the apostles tell us the truth.
耶穌呢個嘅使徒好將呢個真相話咗俾我哋聽。
They tell us what it will cost us to follow Jesus.
佢亦都好清楚話俾我哋聽，跟隨耶穌要付上咩嘅代價。
And Paul reminds Timothy that if he is faithful to the word, it's going to cost him something.
佢話如果你要去對呢個聖經對神盡忠嘅時候，你要付上代價。
He will be asked to pay a price.
你要去俾上一個嘅一個嘅代價出嚟。
What will the price be?
咁呢個價錢喺邊度咧？係咩咧？
Well, one thing he'll have to pay the price of rejection.
有一樣嘢就話你要可能俾人哋拒絕。
People will reject him.
會有人去拒絕你。
People will not like him.
有啲人唔喜歡你。
Paul says, verse 3, For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths.
他說時候要到，人必厭煩純正的道理，以對法行，就隨從自己情慾，增添好些師傅，並且掩耳不聽真道，偏向荒謬的言語。
Paul says to Timothy, if you really are faithful to the word, you will not be the most popular preacher in town.
他說如果你想去真係對呢個真理去盡忠嘅時候，唔會每一個人都喜歡你。
This is something important for all of us to remember.
呢樣嘢係我哋每個人都需要知道嘅。
You do not evaluate a ministry or a church by the number of people that are there.
咁我哋去睇一個嘅事工，去評估佢嘅時候，唔係在乎於有幾多人去參加。
Sometimes you might have a very, very large church because you're not faithful to the word.
佢話就算有時喺一教會，佢好大好大，但可能佢對神嘅話語冇盡忠。
Paul is telling Timothy, "Don't worry about that."
佢話你唔好為呢啲事去擔心。
Don't worry about how popular you are.
唔好去介意你自己有幾受歡迎。
Don't worry about if lots of people follow you.
唔好介意，在意有幾多人去跟隨你。
He says, if you're faithful to the word, people will reject you.
佢話：如果當你對呢個話語去盡忠嘅時候，自然會有人拒絕你。
This is not just for preachers.
唔係淨係話俾呢個嘅傳道者。
On Thursday, my 16-year-old son came home from a youth retreat.
咁我16歲嘅仔啱啱星期四喺一個嘅少年營嗰度翻咗嚟。
He was really excited about some of the things he learned.
咁佢對於喺個營裏邊學嘅嘢，佢好好開心，好興奮。
He said, "Dad, this one man preached, and it was so good."
佢話有一個人，佢講道講得好好。
I said, "What? You never heard a good sermon before?"
我同佢講你咁搞錯，你成日都聽到啊，日日都聽到好嘅講道啦。
No, but he said it was so good. It really, I needed to hear it.
佢話佢好到啊！我仲要要 encore。
And I said, what did the preacher talk about?
佢話嗰個牧師講啲咩咧
？He said, Dad, he told us that if we live for Jesus, people will reject us.
佢講到就話，如果我哋去為到耶穌而活嘅時候，自自然然有人會拒絕我哋。
I was so glad to hear my son say that.
咁我對於我仔講咗咁嘅説話，我好高興。
I was glad to hear that at 16 years old, he understands that.
好高興一個16歲嘅年輕人明白咗呢個道理。
He's not afraid of that.
佢唔去怕呢樣嘢。
He's willing to suffer rejection for the cause of Christ.
佢願意為到耶穌基督付上呢個被拒絕嘅代價。
It will be that way for any Christian.
對於每個基督徒其實都會發生。
Whatever profession.
無論你做邊一行都可能。
Whatever family you're part of.
無論你屬於邊個家庭，都係會發生。
If you're really faithful to the word, the day will come when somebody won't like you.
若真係對神嘅話語去忠心嘅時候，最終有一日會有人去拒絕你。
The Bible's very honest about that.
聖經好誠實、好老實話咗一樣嘢俾我哋聽。
One of the Chinese families in our church, are they're both husband and wife, the first Christians in their family.
咁喺我教裏邊有一對中國人嘅夫婦嚇，佢兩夫婦都係佢家庭第一個信耶穌嘅人。
And so they come from Buddhist background.
佢嚟自一個佛教嘅家庭。
And they are the first Christians ever in their family.
佢係佢哋家庭裏邊係到而家為第一個嘅基督徒。
So when their first child was born, their families were expecting certain rituals that they would do.
咁當佢哋一個細路哥出世嘅時候，咁佢家庭就諗住佢哋會去跟翻傳統有啲嘅習俗。
That came from their tradition.
係喺佢哋家庭一個嘅習俗傳統。
And it was very, very hard for them to tell their parents, "We're not going to do that."
咁所以當佢話俾佢家庭聽，佢唔會去跟隨呢啲嘅傳統習慣嘅時候
，They were afraid to tell their mom and dad, "We will not." Honor that tradition.
咁所以對佢嚟講好難去話俾佢嘅父母聽，我哋唔會去循住呢啲嘅傳統。
Because we're Christians now.
因為我哋而家係基督徒啦。
But they understood the calling of Christ.
但佢好明白到被呼召嘅代價喺邊度。
That you have to risk rejection.
佢要冒呢個險係俾人拒絕。
Maybe even from the people you love the most.
甚至係或者好似係你最愛你嘅人都好。
And so they took that stand for Christ.
他們要在那裡要站在那裡站立在那裡去為到耶穌基督。
So Paul tells Timothy there will be a cost. You'll have to pay the price of rejection.
所以有一個的代價，那個代價就說你會被拒絕。
He also tells him you'll have to pay the price of suffering.
他都說到另一個代價就說受苦。
Verse 5, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship.
他說你第五節說你卻要凡事謹慎忍受苦難。
One translation says endure suffering.
他說要忍受這個的困難。
In every chapter in the book of 2 Timothy, every chapter Paul talks about suffering.
在提摩太後書的每一章他都講到這個的受苦。
Chapter 1 verse 8 he says share in suffering for the gospel.
第一章的第八節話佢要不要以我為這主為仇的為恥。
Chapter 2 verse 3 he says share in suffering like a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
第二章第三節你要和我同受苦難好像基督耶穌的精兵。
Chapter 2 verse 9 he says I am suffering bound with chains as a criminal.
他說第九節話我為這福音受苦難甚至被捆綁像犯人一樣。
Chapter 3 verse 11, he says, you followed my persecutions and the sufferings that happened to me.
在第三章十一节说，以及我在安提柯以西结路斯德所遭遇的逼迫苦难。
And now in verse 5 he says, endure hardship, endure suffering.
而在第四章第五节说，你要忍受苦难。
No false advertising here, right?
所以这广告不是假的。
Tells us the truth.
说了一个真相给你听。
If you read on, in chapter 4 we're not going to do that. There's lots of difficult names to pronounce, lots of different people mentioned.
咁喺我哋第四章要读落去嘅时候，睇到好多嘅人名，好多嘅事。
But you discover Paul talking about how many people have rejected him.
佢讲到话有几多嘅人去拒绝咗佢。
How many people abandoned him?
有几多嘅人去抛弃咗佢。
You read him tellingTimothy, to please bring a coat for me in prison. I'm cold.
他說到叫提摩大找人帶件衣服給他，因為他很冷。
He's all alone.
他說他只有他自己。
That's how he ends his life.
他就是會最終這樣去結束他的生命。
In prison.
在這個的監牢裡面。
Cold.
很冷。
Poor.
很窮。
Suffering.
是受苦。
So when Paul says to Timothy, get ready for suffering,
所以當他跟提摩太說準備好去受苦的時候
He's not just talking about something he studied at seminary.
不是說一些在神學院讀過關於苦難的東西。
He didn't just read this in a book. Christians will suffer.
他不是看著本書叫基督徒會受苦難的書。
He knew it from his life.
因為他親身經歷過這件事。
There's lots of ways that we might suffer as Christians.
可能在做基督徒很多的地方我們都要受苦。
We know that in some parts of the world, Christians are held back in their profession.
我們知道在一些地方，基督徒可能因為他的信仰，他們在這個事業上面不可以做到最高。
In some places, their homes are taken away from them.
或者他們的屋企被人拿走。
Their churches are closed.
他們的教會被人關門。
Some places, Christians are sometimes arrested.
บางทีไปไต่ปู
Thank God it's not like that in this country.
โอ้ดีฮะเรียกก็กล้าก็ยังเพิ่มอีกเลยดี
But still, if you really live for Christ, there will be suffering.
ถ้าไม่论点都当你真系去为到耶稣基督而活嘅时候，你自然会受苦。
We have there's a single woman in my church.
喺我教会里边有一个单身嘅姊妹。
She gives very generously of her finances.
咁佢喺呢个嘅奉献上边非常之慷慨。
She really honors God with her wealth.
佢用佢嘅财富去荣耀神。
She rents a little apartment.
佢有一个，佢只系租一个好细嘅单位。
She's approaching middle age.
咁佢已经系步入呢个中年啦。
And one day she came to me and she said, "Pastor, I'm afraid."
佢话：牧师啊，我好惊。
She said, "I'm afraid if I keep giving my money to God's work like this, I might never have enough to buy my own home."
佢话：如果再咁样样奉献落去，可能我冇钱买自己嘅地方。
And I told her, "Listen, what you do with your money, that's between you and God."
我咁同佢讲：我话你点样用你嘅钱系你同神之间嘅事。
But we must never be afraid to suffer.
佢话：但我哋从来唔会去怕去受苦。
If God's call on your life keeps you from owning your own place,
如果神系叫你唔好买嘅时候
，God will take care of you.
神会自然会照顾你。
But we can't be afraid to suffer.
但我哋唔可以怕去受苦。
And she continues to give.
而佢于是佢继续嘅都系去奉献，好慷慨嘅去奉献。
Giving away her wealth for Jesus, even if it means she never owns a home.
佢就算即系话佢唔可以有佢自己嘅拥有自己嘅地方。佢都为到耶稣基督而去奉献。
So here's the command: be faithful to the word.
所以个命令就话要对呢个嘅话语要去忠心。
Here's the cost: rejection and suffering.
而个代价就系被拒绝同埋受苦。
Let's not end the retreat on that note.
咁但系我哋唔会话就系叫你付代价咁啊，叫你好啦，你翻屋企啦。
There is also a tremendous comfort.Spoken about here.
咁但系喺呢度亦都讲嗰个好大、好莫大嘅安慰。
Christians are the most blessed people in the world.
基督徒系蒙福嘅人。
We are the most fortunate people in the world.
系最幸运嘅人。
Even with this difficult command,
就算有一个咁困难嘅命令都好。
Even with this high cost,
有一个咁大嘅一个嘅代价。
We are the happiest people on planet Earth.
咁但系我哋嘅系世界上边最开心嘅人。
Because God is giving us something very precious.
因为神俾一啲好珍贵、好宝贵嘅嘢我哋。
The comfort Paul talks about here is two things.
咁佢讲到嘅安慰呢个系有两样嘢。
First, he talks about the presence of God.
讲到神嘅同在。
Verse 1, he says, "In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of His appearing and kingdom." I give you this charge.
喺第一次话我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前。
Says in the presence of God.
佢话我在神面前。
He reminds Timothy, God is with you.
佢提醒提摩太话神与你同在。
You are not alone.
佢话你唔系孤单嘅。
There is someone with you who loves you very much.
佢话有一个人系同你一齐，呢个人系非常之爱你。
He is very strong.
佢非常之强壮。
He is very faithful.
佢系非常之信实。
And he's with you all the time.
佢系随时随地都与你同在。
That is as true for you as it was for Timothy.
系对提摩太都系真，对你更加亦都系真。
Christian, there's someone with you who loves you very much.
基督徒啊，有人系与你同在，亦都爱你。
He is very strong.
佢系非常之强壮。
He is always faithful.
佢永远都系信实。
He's with you.
佢系与你同在。
Again, Paul was not just talking theory. He knew this from his life.
佢亦都唔系再一次唔系话佢喺度只系讲一啲嘅理论，佢亦都系亲身经历过。
Look at verse 16 through 18.
喺16-18节，佢咁讲。
Paul says, "At my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them."
十六节话我初次申诉，没有人前来帮助。竟都離棄我，但願這罪不歸於他們。
I think he's talking about the first time he was arrested.
佢講到第一次佢俾人哋拉嘅時候
，He was dragged before the judge。
佢係俾人哋拉去呢個嘅法官嘅前面。
He had to explain why he was preaching about this man Jesus。
佢講到點解要係要解釋啊耶穌嘅事。
And as he's standing there, he looked behind himself to see all his friends。
咁佢擰翻轉頭去望下啲朋友。
And there was no one there。
冇人嚟。
They were gone。
全部走曬。
He stood there all alone by himself.
他只有人站在那裡去受審。
He was all alone.
他是一個人。
But he wasn't really alone.
但他其實都不是一個人。
Somebody was there.
因為有人與他同在。
Look at verse 17. He says, But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear.
他說唯有主站在我旁邊加給我力量使福音被我盡都傳明叫外邦人都聽見我也從獅子口裡被救出來
He says even though everyone deserted me I was not alone
他說就算每個人都離棄了我但我依然都不是孤單
The Lord was with me
他說主與我同在
You might go through some time when you feel very very alone
可能你經歷過一個時候是非常之孤單
I think most of us will go through two or three times like that in our life.
咁我哋可能人生裏邊都會經歷過兩次、三次咁嘅事。
When it seems very dark.
好似好黑。
And you feel very lonely.
好似你覺得好孤單。
You don't know if anyone at all understands what you're going through.
好似冇人明白你講啲咩嘢。
Maybe you try to explain it to your friends and they just don't understand.
可能你想去同你啲朋友去解釋，好似冇人聽得你明。
You talk about your sorrow to your family and they just don't understand.
你想講出你嘅苦楚，但你嘅家庭都好似唔明白。
And you just feel like there's nobody here.
好似冇人要同你一齊。
2 Timothy 4 verse 17 will be true for you then.
在提摩太后书第四章十七节对你来讲是很真的。
The Lord will stand by your side.
唯有主站在我旁边。
He will give you strength.
加添我力量。
In a church that I used to pastor, there was an elderly Christian woman.
在我以前去牧几个教会一个年老的妇人。
Her name was Elizabeth.
她的名字叫 Elizabeth.
Wonderful, wonderful Christian woman.
一個好好嘅基督徒嘅婦女。
And she began to suffer from Alzheimer's disease.
咁佢開始有呢個嘅老人痴呆症。
She was very frightened.
佢好驚。
She didn't understand what was happening to her.
佢唔知道究竟會有咩事會喺身上發生。
They put her in the hospital.
佢擺咗佢喺醫院。
They were doing tests.
咁同佢去做唔同嘅測試。
And as she lay there in the hospital.Her mind was starting to go.
咁當佢喺個醫院嘅時候，佢好似咧開始呢個神智咧開始去消失。
She couldn't remember things.
佢開始咩都唔記得。
Sometimes nurses would come and look in the door, and she didn't understand who they were.
咁有啲時候啲護士嚇嚟去睇佢，佢都唔知究竟佢係邊個。
She thought they were thieves or spies or bad people.
咁佢以為好似啲壞人啊、啲賊啊咁嚟到。
We chuckled at it, but this was real for her.
咁我好似可能我哋聽到覺得好笑，但對佢嚟講係好真嘅。
Very, very afraid.
佢真係好驚。
Feeling very, very alone in that hospital.
佢喺個醫院裏邊覺得好孤單。
And I went to visit her in the hospital one day.
咁有一日我醫院探佢。
And when I walked in, she had a big smile on her face.
咁佢咧啊好開心。
And I said, Elizabeth, how are you?
佢話 Elizabeth， 你點啊？
And she said, "Oh, I'm so fine."
佢話我好驚。
She says, "God is so good."
佢話神好好。
And she held up to me a hymnal that she had.
佢咁佢揸住一本嘅詩歌本。
She had the bookmark about 2/3 of the way through.
咁佢咧係擺咗個書籤喺本詩歌本嗰度。
And she said, "Pastor, you know what I'm doing?"
佢話你知唔知我做乜嘢咧
？I said, "No, what?"
我哋做乜啊
？She said, "I'm here with the Lord in the hospital bed." Singing songs to him.
咁我喺呢個醫院嘅牀，我就向神唱歌。
She said, "I opened the hymnal. I started with number one."
咁我由呢個嘅第一首開始唱。
I sang it to Jesus.
我向神耶穌基督唱歌。
And I went to number two.
然後唱第跟住唱完啦，唱第二首。
I sang it to Jesus.
我又向神去唱呢首歌。
And I went to number three.
跟住唱第三首。
I sang it to Jesus.
我對神唱歌。
She was about 2/3 of the way.
佢往唱咗咧，個詩歌本嘅三分之二咁多首歌啦。
And you could tell by the smile on her face, she was not alone.
In
this very scary moment of her life, the Lord was standing by her side.
在她的人生裡面一個很恐慌的時候，她說到說主與她同在在她身邊。
Christian, this is one of God's gift to us.
這個是神所給我一個很大的禮物。
We never go through life alone.
我們永遠走過人生的路是不會孤單的。
He's with us.
她是與我們同在。
So first, Paul comforts Timothy by talking about the presence of God.
所以第一件事她安慰提摩太的就是說主在她的身邊。
Secondly, he comforts him talking about the return of Jesus Christ.
然後第二講到話耶穌基督嘅再嚟。
Look at verse 1 again.
我哋再一次睇第一節。
In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of His appearing and His kingdom, I give you this charge.
佢話並在審判活人死人的基督耶穌面前，憑著他的言和他的國度祝福你。
He's saying, Timothy, I want you to remember the Holy Spirit is with you.
我想你記得就話聖靈與你同在。
And I want you to remember Jesus is coming back.
亦都想提醒你話耶穌基督會再翻嚟。
We fight the fight of faith.
我哋去打呢個真理之戰。
Sometimes it's very hard.
有時好難。
But it will not be forever.
但唔會係永遠。
The captain will return.
我個嘅首領會翻嚟。
The commander of God's armies is coming back.
神嘅三軍司令會翻嚟。
The enemy will be defeated.
佢話呢個敵人會被打敗。
We will stand before our king.
我哋會企喺我哋嘅王嘅面前。
We will share in his victory.
我哋會分享佢嘅勝利。
And the older I get, the more I think it will be very soon.
而當我越係年紀大嘅時候，越覺得呢件事會好快嘅發生。
Jesus is coming back.
耶穌會再嚟。
This is what Paul was looking forward to.
呢個就係保羅佢想盼望嘅啦。
Look at verse 7 and 8.
睇第七第八節。
Paul says, "I fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness." Which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我守住了。从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Paul was really looking forward to the return of Jesus Christ.
耶稣保罗好仰望耶稣基督嘅再嚟。
Paul knew that his sins had been forgiven.
佢知佢嘅罪得到赦免。
Because Jesus died for
him. 因为耶稣基督为佢而死。
Believer, you can know that your sins have been forgiven.
信耶稣基督嘅人啊，你知道你嘅罪得到赦免。
Because Jesus died for them.
因为耶稣为你而死。
Paul also knew that he had lived for God's glory.
佢都知道佢為到耶穌嘅榮耀而過去嘅生活。
He had fought the fight.
佢打咗美好嘅仗。
He had finished the race.
佢跑完當跑嘅路。
Anybody else in this world would have looked at the way Paul ended his life and said, "That man is a failure."
唔會，如果其他人睇，佢覺得佢一個嘅失敗者。
A complete failure.
一個完全嘅失敗者。
As far as we know, he did not have a wife or family.
He didn't have a wife, he didn't have a family.
As far as we know, he did not own his own home. He didn't have a comfortable retirement. He didn't have a successful career. He was a lonely little old man in a prison cell. This world would say, you're a failure.
這世界會說哈，這個是一個失敗者。
But Paul wasn't living for this world.
但是保羅不是為這個世界而活。
He was living for another world.
他為了另一個世界而活。
So are we, we're living for that other world.
我也都為了那一個世界而活。
In that other world, Paul was going to receive a crown.
在那個世界裡面，保羅會得到這個冠冕。
His life was considered a great success.
他的生命會被看為是一個很成功。
Because he had lived for Jesus.
因為他為耶穌而活。
This is what we can all look forward to at the end of the fight.
在我哋要打嘅仗嘅最后，系我哋可以去盼望嘅。
This is why God wants you to stand tall for Jesus.
就系话神要你去喺神嘅面前去站立。
Put on the armor of God.
戴上全副嘅军装。
Live for His glory.
为咗佢嘅荣耀而去过你嘅生活。
Put your sins to death.
将你嘅罪去治死。
Stand for the glory of Christ.
为咗神嘅荣耀而去活。
Spread His word.To your friends.
将他的说话他的话语去告诉朋友听。
Honor him in your calling, your career.
在你的神的呼召你的上面在职业上面去荣耀神。
Do your work for his glory.
做你的事是为了他荣耀而去做。
Because someday he wants to honor you.
因为有一天他会想去荣耀。
Welcome you home.
去欢迎你回来。
He's preparing his welcome to you.
他去预备去欢迎你。
Yesterday afternoon I went jogging.
咁琴日我去跑步。
I've been eating too much good Chinese food.
我食得太多。
I needed to exercise a little.
我要去喐翻下。
So I went jogging up the road this direction.
咁我喺呢边咧去跑上去。
I discovered that there's another retreat center up the road.
原来喺上面有另一个嘅退休会。
And when I jogged past it, I saw a whole bunch of people outside having fun.
我看到有一大堆人在外面玩緊。
Some were playing horseshoes.
有些人去玩緊呢個掟呢個嘅。
Children were running around.
啲細路仔喺度走來走去。
Some were standing around talking.
有些人在傾偈。
I think there was a barbecue.
咁有一個嘅燒烤。
And there was a big sign that was hanging there that said who they were.
咁有一個好大嘅，有一個嘅佢講咗自己係邊一個。
It was a bed sheet that someone had spray painted words on.
咁咧係一張好大好大嘅紙，有啲人咧就畫咗佢嘅名喺上邊。
And it showed me that it was a family reunion。
咁係一個一啲人哋全家人係一個嘅聚舊。
The Tucker family。
咁我個家人叫 Tuckers。
It said, "Welcome home, Tuckers."
好簡單話你姓 Tucker 嘅歡迎你翻。
And it had all the states and places where this family lives。
咁原來咧就佢成個家族今日咧散居喺美國唔同嘅州嘅名。
Canada。
係又喺加拿大。
Connecticut。
喺 Connecticut。
Virginia。
喺維珍尼亞州。
New Jersey。
新澤西州。
This family is scattered all over the place。
咁佢成個家族咧咁啊散居喺成個美國。
And yesterday they were home.
咁佢琴日就全部人翻嚟一齊。
All home together.
佢一齊翻嚟一齊。
Right now, the family of God is scattered all over the world.
咁今日呢個家族散居喺美國各地。
Sometimes because we're scattered, we feel very lonely.
可能今日我哋係散居喺唔同嘅地方，覺得好孤單。
Because the fight is fierce, sometimes we feel afraid.
好似今日個呢個嘅爭戰個戰事好激烈，令我哋好擔心。
But the day is coming of our great family reunion.
咁但係有一日呢個我哋嘅全家嘅聚會聚舊會翻嚟。
Our father will hang up a big sign, perhaps.
我哋嘅天父可能會掛住一個好大嘅報紙喺度。
Not welcome home, Tucker family.
唔會寫話Tucker family 翻嚟啦，歡迎你。
Welcome home, Jesus family.
可能話係耶穌嘅家庭，歡迎你翻嚟。
And we will be together with Him.
我哋會與佢一齊。
All of us.
我哋全部人都係。
We can't imagine the joy we will feel.
我哋唔可以想像我哋可能會一齊有嘅喜樂。
We can't begin to comprehend how wonderful it will be.
我可能完全根本唔明白嗰個喜樂會係點樣樣。
It will be so glorious.
會係好榮耀嘅。
That all the suffering of this life will seem like nothing.
好似呢個世界曾經經歷嘅開心都比唔上。
We'll forget about the sacrifices we made.
去忘記曬你所作嘅犧牲。
We will not miss the sins we left behind.
我哋唔會去掛住我哋留低嘅罪。
We will laugh about the rejection we faced.
我哋會對當日俾人拒絕，我哋今日一笑置之。
And we will sing like we've never sung before.
好像我們唱歌是唱到我們從來都沒試過唱得那麼好。
We will be home.
我們會回到神的家。
And so, let that comfort you in the fight of faith.
我們讓這件事成為你的安慰。
You are not alone.
你不是孤單。
God is with you.
神與你同在。
And this world is not your home.
這個世界不是你的家。
Your home awaits you.
你的屋企在很遠的地方。
And someday we will be there.
我有一日會回到去。
Now the hard thing about retreats,
退休會一個唔好處
or conferences,
或者啲啲營會
is that we always have to go home.
我哋都係要翻屋企噶。
I remember when I was a child, my parents would send me to Christian camp.
咁我細個時候，我父母送我去一啲嘅基督徒嘅營會。
And God would really work in my heart.
神呢喺我內心裏邊去活動。
And I would hear God's word.
我聽到神嘅話語。
And I would sing God's song.
我會唱呢個詩歌。
And I would be with God's people.
會同神嘅子民一齊。
And I would be so excited.
咁好開心。
And then I'd go home.
跟住我翻屋企啦。
And have to face the world.
你都要去面對呢個世界。
Go back to school.
翻學。
Where there weren't very many Christians.
咁學校唔係好多基督徒。
And that's okay.
唔緊要。
If we stayed here all the time, who would tell Queens and Long Island about Jesus?
我哋可以喺呢個皇后區喺長島話俾人聽關於神係點樣。
So God is sending us back to the fight.
所以神將我哋送翻去呢個嘅戰場。
He's sending you back to the fight.
送翻你翻去呢個戰場。
But remember these two things.
記住。
You are not alone in the fight.
你哋喺呢個戰士裏邊唔係孤單。
Someone is with you who loves you very much.
有一個喺你身邊嘅人係好愛你。
You're not alone in the fight.
你唔係呢個戰士裏邊唔係孤單。
And the fight is not forever.
呢個嘅戰士係唔會永遠嘅。
Our family reunion is scheduled.
我哋嘅家族嘅聯誼會好快就會嚟啦。
Amen. Amen. So let's ask God to encourage us.
我哋求神去鼓勵我哋。
Let's pray together.
再好祈禱。
Father, we thank you for how much you love us.
主，我哋為咗你愛我哋有幾深，我哋感謝你。
We don't understand why you love us so much.
我哋明白點解你咁愛我哋。
We know how many our sins are.
我唔明白我哋嘅罪係有幾多。
But you love us anyway.
但係你依然愛我哋。
You gave Jesus for us.
你俾耶穌基督我哋。
You gave your Holy Spirit to us.
你俾呢個嘅聖靈我哋。
And you have called us to a very high calling.
你俾我哋一個好高嘅呼召。
To be faithful to your word in this world.
係對你係喺呢個世上去盡忠。
To stand for Jesus Christ.
去為到耶穌基督站立得穩。
We pray that you will comfort us with the knowledge of your presence.
讓我哋去知道，因為你與我哋同在，我哋得到安慰。
That you will remind us of the world to come.
我哋去提醒呢個世界。
That you will strengthen each one of us for the fight of faith.
我哋喺呢個嘅真理之戰上面，你會俾能力我哋。
Fill us with your joy.
去充滿你嘅喜樂。
In Jesus' name we ask this.
我哋奉主耶穌基督名求。
Our great Savior.
我哋最偉大嘅救主。
Our exalted Lord.
我被尊崇的主
The King of Kings
萬王之王
The owner of this world
是这个世界的主宰
The redeemer of our souls
是我们的灵魂的救赎者
Our elder brother
我们的长兄
Our best friend
我们最好的朋友
Our savior
我们的救主
In his name
我们奉他的名
Amen.